I listen to many podcasts, and yours is one of them.
Thank you. And these
discussions, yeah. I love the variety on your podcast too, and that just being curious about what it is. And I believe in science. I have my sign with my sister. That's a beautiful thing when you can talk about things like that.
And does she come to you?
Many times. She comes all the time. She has an apartment in my yard. Living with that heaviness or fear of losing someone, that's when you carry this with you all the time, you really yearn to what is good about the world.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Robbins, and welcome to Life, Death, and the Space Between podcast. In this year's new season, I am really working on coming back to the roots of spirituality, what happens when we die, grief and loss, and really digging into different ways to view spirituality. And today's episode is no different. I'm very excited about today's episode because it's a different way than I've talked about spirituality in the past. And it's through illustrations from a picture book. So I want to just share with you all a little bit from the inside flap of this book so you can get a sense for who we're talking to today and what we're talking about. So Lola heads out into the world with a dream in her heart and the love of her family and friends by her side. But when her dream gets lost, her heart is wounded. Lola cannot nurse it back to health on her own, but love steps in and is patient and kind and protects Lola and her heart until they can heal and head off again to find new dreams. Beyond her fear, there is abundance and beauty. So today's guest is Alexandra Boyger. She is, when she reached out, I was like blown away because one of the books she illustrated, I love. She's a New York Times best-selling children's book illustrator, and she grew up in Munich, Germany. She's worked for Warner Brothers and DreamWorks. And her book, which many of you I'm sure know, is one of her many, many books, is She Persisted by Chelsea Clinton. She has illustrated hundreds of books, maybe not hundreds, many books.
30.
And, 30 books.
And a bunch of jackets, book jackets.
30 books, a bunch of book jackets. Many of her books have been translated. She Persisted is being made into a musical. So I'm so excited to talk with you, Alexandra, today about the power of love and how it can transform some of our most difficult emotions, particularly grief and loss. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Amy, for having me here. Really, I totally appreciate that I can be here and that I can talk with you about this just very important subject matter, because it seems to me, maybe it's what happens when you're going through something, you, all of a sudden you're very aware of it being around you everywhere. But it really does seem to me that at this very moment, people are more outspoken about grief. They address it, or at least people start addressing that it's not addressed, that it's hard to mm-hmm. speak about it. And that, while I am trying to do it, I agree it is really hard. It is still hard when you yourself are grieving. It's hard to know when to say it, when not to say it. It is hard to know how to react when somebody says something to you, because whatever phase you're in, sometimes you don't even want to hear anything. And it's so unfair. I know that too, because somebody's just kind to you actually, and you're almost angry about it. And sometimes you're angry because somebody doesn't say something. So how to get it right seems to be very, very difficult.
So what led you to write, and I use write in quotes because mm-hmm. this beautiful book is just beautiful, beautiful pictures.
Thank you.
What led you to create this book?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So the creation of this book started back in 2011, a very, very long time ago. And when I started creating the first images, I didn't have in mind to create a book, really. I just was in a dark space in my life. I felt very heavy and I needed an outlet for that. So I was already working as a children's book illustrator at the time. I didn't write then yet, but I illustrated other books. To take the time and just go ahead and do something just for yourself always felt difficult to me because, you know, when you're catching up for a deadline, So it's not just something I would do constantly, work on my own. But in this case, I needed it. I just needed a space, a place where I could put my emotions on paper. And that's really how it started. I also didn't know at the time, I didn't quite understand the deep connection to where this was coming from, that it was coming from grief, that it was coming from really old grief. And by now I can tell you, so I, my mother passed away back in 1999, but she had her first major stroke when I was 8 years old, and it was the first of a bunch. So growing up with the fear of losing a parent, and mind you, we are seven children. Well, it's always hard to lose a mother. Just having that fear, that stays with you, obviously. I also lost a sister in 2003. She died in a car accident. My father passed away in 2005, so there's a lot of loss in my family, and only recently another sister of mine. But at the time when I was starting to work on Lola's heart, or when I created those images, that was, by then I had lost three people in my life, important people. And so
very, very significant relationships.
Very significant relationships indeed, exactly. So that's how it started. That's how Lola's Heart started. Not with the intent to create a book, only with the intent to let loose and put my emotions somewhere.
How do you see creativity as a way of helping? I mean, how was it a way for helping you to heal? But how also can it be a way to help others heal?
So we can all agree that we have all a very, very rich inner life. It's what happens within ourselves is constant all the time, constantly. And maybe the best way to put it is creativity is almost putting this inner life into action, letting it out somewhere. It's doing something with it. It's not passive, it's active. You're actively doing something. And therefore, it's like opening the gates for something that is building up. It's a conversation, only you have that conversation with a piece of paper and your pencil.
For you in this, with this book, how do you see the progression of the story as it relates to your loss? Like, is that because I think when you create something that is just pictures without words or words without pictures, right, where they're both open to our own projection of what, if you're reading a book, right, what that looks like. If you're looking at these pictures, you make meaning out of the pictures that are specific to you. So what is the meaning that you make out of the pictures and the course of this beautiful book? And I know everybody's probably like, what are the pictures? They're magnificent. I'll post some of them in my, if you're okay with me using some of the pictures.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Of course. And I really want to say this upfront because it sounds now like this is a very dark book. It comes from a heavy place, but it really isn't. It's actually a very positive and uplifting book. It's a book about love. It's about the universal story of going through something major or not even major. It might just be a smaller disappointment, but going through something and coming out on the other end and what it takes to. So your question, going back to your question, I had a script in my mind in the very beginning, actually in that very first version, because I couldn't help myself. I did start creating a story. It's just who I am. I'm a visual storyteller. And I was able to find an editor who let me explore those emotions on paper. Really, I was very little there at the time. So now I'm starting to work on a picture book. I still was in this space where I still was really just working through my emotions, sticking to these intense images that were there in the very beginning. So that very first version was intense. And it had words and they did not work because there was just nothing that would, everything felt, sounded trite. I'm not a poet, so I cannot write. I couldn't find the right words to match the emotions and the dynamic of the pictures. So then at some point it became really, really clear to me that this book will be best without any words. And leading to exactly what you just said, it leaves even more room to interpret it exactly the way you want and need it to in your own, very own situation. The real script I had in mind, or the idea, was first of all, I use my characters as archetypes. They do stand in for something. And so I had my cast list. Lola, the girl, is the ego. The wolf is the heart. The big red bird is love or higher self. The butterflies are standing for all the dreams and or goals in our life. The train would be life. And the little creatures are the obstacles or the fears that we are facing in our life. So this was my script, the bottom line script. And in fact, for a while with my editorial team, we were even... I wasn't sure if we should put that cast list into the book in the end, in that version that is out in the world now, but decided to not to. And in the end of the day, I think it's a good thing, because for anyone to pick up this book, it leaves it even more open to do with it whatever you find yourself in it. There's just no framework whatsoever there. But still, I needed that structure. That was the structure to tell a story, because quite frankly, I started in 2011. I had been working on other projects in between. A lot has happened in my life. And so what it meant changed to me too, constantly. And that in itself was actually almost proof in the pudding that it still works for whatever you apply into it, because I applied many different stories. COVID was in between as well. My daughter went through a hard time because of COVID. And so, and that was the time that I started working on the final art, actually. So her story was all of a sudden in it too, and very much so in it too. And I just want to say, with the beautiful, hopeful ending as well, it's a good story. It's a story about love and hope and how it can bring us through.
It's so interesting because as you were talking, I went back and looked at the photos, because I saw the bird as a heart. I didn't even really realize it was a bird until you just said that. So I was like, oh wow. Gosh, I went back and looked and just saw this like loving heart. And maybe that was my projection of the title of the book. And I remember when I first looked at the book and thinking, you know, when you first reached out, a while back. And I, like I said, I've never had a book illustrator on. I was sort of like, how am I going to tie this in? Yeah. How can I make this kind of fit into the show? But then I saw the butterfly in there. And for me, my butterfly is such a sign for me from my aunt who died and really is the one who started me on this spiritual journey. And to me, that signifies like transition, and often it's a sign for me. And so while normally I probably would have said, like, I'm not quite sure how to make this into an episode, I felt compelled that it was like she was there showing me like that she's sort of always kind of there. And even the way that the butterfly makes its way through the book is sort of when she shows up for me, how she makes her way in my life. It's like the way that she shows up often on the beach where we always shared time together, and she kind of flits in front of us. Or that's my experience. That's how I interpret it. It's like she's flitting in front of us. And then I looked at these pictures and there was something about it that just resonated with me in that way. And I can see how powerful just having the pictures is to tell your own story about it, and how amazing it can be with kids to get them. For all you therapists out there who want a book where kids can project, this is a great one because they can tell their own story about what's happening. What's happening?
That's exactly right. And this is that is a reason why I thought, why I did reach out to you, why I thought this would be a fit, because I think that this book, it's my goal in many ways. So my hope really for this book is to end up in therapists' hands, to work with children or adults that find that need to find a way into whatever conversation they need to have, just to open up. Lula's Heart has no words. Lula's Heart is a book that doesn't tell. Lula's Heart is a book that listens to whoever wants to tell their own story or find.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Themselves in it. So that's the reason. And in addition to this, I know you are, you speak a lot about life after death. And so really specifically the last couple of years and the loss of my sister now, I lost a sister really in August this year. She was on dialysis for the last 34 years. Or was it 37? Okay.
Was she diabetic?
No, her kidneys just simply didn't work. She had a, yeah. So she, no, she was not diabetic. Which was another, and living far away because my family is all back in Germany. I'm here. Every time I would go and visit and leave Germany, we were afraid that this might be the last time. And at some point we started joking about it because, I mean, really, we started joking about it.
Humor is a way. It's a real coping mechanism. Yeah.
And she was very good at that. So obviously I started to think a lot about life after death. I really I listened to many podcasts, and yours is one of them.
Thank
and
you.
These discussions, yeah. And I love the variety on your podcast too, and that just being curious about what it is. I haven't 100% made up my mind about many things, but I'm very, very curious, and I believe in science. I have my sign with my sister. That's a beautiful thing when you can talk about things like that, because you have a loved one who doesn't just happen. You can prepare in many ways
right.
about it. So we made up signs. It's the crows in my yard.
And does she come to you?
Many times. I mean, I feed them, so she comes all the time. She has an apartment in my yard. But see, we were joking about that too. She fed them on her balcony back in Germany. Mm. And I know that the butterfly is a symbol for so many people to think of a loved one who may have who has passed away. So I love the fact that this is what touched you in the book. That's what it was.
If you love the show, there are several ways you can show the love. You can go to patreon.com at Dr. Amy Robbins, just put in my name, and support the show in any monetary amount you feel comfortable. $5, $10, $20 a month makes the world of difference to me. So I would appreciate if you could support the show. If you're already supporting the show, there aren't enough ways to put into words how grateful I am for that support. It literally has made such a difference to me, and it is what keeps this show going. So thank you so much. Also, make sure you're subscribed anywhere you can get the show. You are following me on Instagram. Please subscribe to my newsletter, DrAmyRobbins.com, where I do bi-monthly soul wisdoms. I'm going to be getting back to that. I took a little break, but they are coming back. And also, you can follow me on Instagram at Dr. Amy Robbins. That is where I'm the most active. That's the social media platform you can find me on the most frequently. And just reach out. Let me know your thoughts on a podcast. Share the podcast with friends, whomever you think would be interested in this topic. Just please pass it along. And thanks as always for your support. And you said in your initial email to me as well that there was some symbolism behind the publishing date with her.
Yeah.
With your sister.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So my sister, as I said, she was on dialysis for 34, 37, I'm not 100% sure, years. She was in real chronic and constant pain, and her life became smaller and smaller. And so she decided that she stops with dialysis. Mm-hmm. She was already dying. She couldn't handle the pain anymore.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Margot. Margot is her name. So she knew of the creation of the book because my whole family knew of the creation of the book. And we were visiting my family, my husband, my daughter and me, we were visiting our families. My husband is from Italy, so we were visiting both families in the summer. And I said goodbye to my sister. We all said goodbye to my sister. And as I was arriving back here in California, I got the message that she can't do it anymore. She decided that she will stop going and using being on the dialysis. So I immediately went back, and that was in August. And she didn't see the book anymore. She couldn't hold it in her hands anymore. And that was sad, but it was also, in a way, when you go through the pages in the very end, there are, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, but still, all these butterflies are flying. And so one of my other sisters said, oh my God, but it's okay. Those butterflies, they will fly for her anyways. And that's when we made the connection. And for her funeral, we had butterflies flying for her. So the book was there for her until the very end. We celebrated it with her, and the butterflies are truly a symbol of the celebration of her life.
And almost, I think, too, like she was set free in ways, it sounds like. Like she
when
was
you're saying
very
this, yeah.
much.
That's
she was.
She was set free.
Yeah. She was so confined by like the, you said her world was just shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. And she was so confined by the dialysis and the disease, or the, I don't know if it was a disease.
Couldn't do anything anymore. She couldn't even hold a spoon in her hands really anymore because fingers were curled up. So yes, she also decided which songs she wanted to listen to or that we should play at the funeral. And one of them, when you say Set Her Free, was exactly this. So translated, because that was a German song, it would be the Freedom Above the Clouds is without any frontiers, without any borders. Mm-hmm. So that's what it would say. And that's exactly right. She was set free.
So how did you turn such heavy, kind of darkness that you were feeling inside into what seems on the pages like beautiful lightness? You know, I talk often on the show about grief and sadness and loss being without a judgment, just a lower vibrational energy. And you said like the book isn't scary, right? It's not like dark, like it's not like where the wild things are.
No, it's not.
You know, that tends to be a great story, but also like a darker, like when I think of the images of that, that's what I think of as like a little bit of a darker book. But this is very light and bright and it is about love and, connection, I think. And so how did you, as you were working through this process, transform that pain into love?
Because love really is what gets you through. It's really as simple as that. And also it's where you put your focus on. And when living with that heaviness of fear, of the fear of losing someone, that's when you carry this with you all the time, you really yearn to what is good about the world, to focus on what's good. And I think that's what it's coming from. I also had the first version, while it was darker, was essentially exactly what it is today. But the colors are quite different. And that adds to the lightness that you might see on the pages now. And it became clear, this is a children's book, so it needs to be digestible for whoever takes this into the hand. I had a wonderful editorial team that I could really rely on and bounce back conversations about this or that in the book. And again, love is, it's just very simply, truly the answer in any of these situations. Love for the loved ones and really love for yourself, because that's what I felt I had lost at some point in between when I started out. Learning to love yourself again.
Is this the first book that's been just yours?
No, I have done another picture book series that is with words, and it's about two friends, a little boy and his owl. And in it, it's about kindness, empathy, adversity, overcoming fear of failure. Essentially, a lot of the same themes, but all built up through a true friendship between two characters, where one is very active and the other one is very passive. And I always felt this is the yin and yang that we all carry within us. So it's kind of one person.
Do you feel like, you said you started the book in 2011?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was published
this year. Yes.
This year. So, oh my God, that's what, I'm terrible at math, but 12 years? Start to finish.
I think so. Yes, you're right. Exactly.
2023. I think I'm close. How do you think over the course, I mean, that's a long time. How much do you think kind of the book helped you work through and move through your grief and loss? And then at the end to be kind of there again, almost where you started, right? In the depths of the grief of the loss of your father, your mom, which was probably grief that hadn't been processed yet, and your sister. Mm-hmm. And then to kind of end the book with your other sister dying. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, there seems to be something meaningful.
Very, because in the very end, I felt that I benefited from the book the way somebody would benefit the latest loss of my sister. It's almost, I benefited from the book the way I hope somebody else would benefit from it who buys it. I had done the creation. I went through all the phases and just also, obviously, I didn't work actively for all these years on the book.
Right.
Because
right.
I did work on other projects, but I was working through what this book is about. I was working mm-hmm. through all these years. So I think, or I know that the very first version was definitely one that was about me. It was I was in my own bubble. As I said in the very beginning, I didn't even start out with the idea of it becoming a book. So it was all about my story, about my grief, my very personal emotions. And as I was working on the book and really truly creating a book for children, it expanded. It became a book for everyone. It just became more, much, much more.
And I think that's so important for in life, you know, as I work with people all the time in grief and loss, and is that it's not like you were always working on your grief or loss or whatever issue you're facing, right? It ebbs and flows. And I think that creativity is really a great tool to help people process, whether that is writing creatively, whether that's dancing or some sort of movement, whether that's drawing or sketching or doodling. Like you, I think people often think you have to be, you know, you're listening and you're like, well, yeah, she's an illustrator. Like of course she would draw through her grief, but we mm-hmm. all have the ability to just pick up a pen or pencil and allow what's ever coming to just move through us in that way. You just happen to be really, really good at it and create beautiful things.
Look, I couldn't agree more. Of course, it's accessible for everyone to pick up a pencil and work on it. But you can dance through your grief. You can sing through. You can choose whatever tool you need. What's most accessible to you? Just get it out. Get it out mm-hmm. somewhere, because clogged mm-hmm. up emotions are the worst. This is where. That's why I started Lola, because those were clogged up emotions.
Mm-hmm. And this process unclogged that for you.
It was part of it, of course, but mm-hmm. it was a big part of it. And there's beauty in the fact that my dear sister, the one who passed away now, that this coincides with the publication of this book. There is a real full circle in my life. Mm-hmm. With this story.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alexandra, if people want to know about your book, my listeners are probably like, there she goes. She says the same thing at the end of every interview. But I like to give people an opportunity to share where they can find your book. I'm sure it's Amazon and all of that, but maybe a local bookstore. But where can they find you? And I'm just curious personally, what are some of the other books, now I'll pay attention, that you've illustrated that we might know of other than She Persisted?
Oh, maybe Tallulah. Tallulah is the story of a very feisty little ballet dancer. And she generally, her own little ego gets in her way and she always runs against the wall and learns a lesson. She's so lovely. So we did six of those. Think so. And she has a little brother who starts dancing ballet only because of her. So her passion is dance and ballet. That would be something that people may know. I did Roxy and the Hooligans, and it's a chapter book series about bullying by, and Marilyn Singer is the writer of the Tallulah books, just really important, of course. The fantastic Marilyn Singer. Phyllis Reynolds Naylor wrote Roxy and the Hooligans, and don't remember the title of the second book. It's a chapter book, again, about bullying. Very well written. It's a mystery style type of book, so it's fun to read and just has a great theme. What else did I? A bunch. Go and look on my website.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to check out what else you've done.
Oh, my God. All of Us is a beautiful, beautiful book. Catherine Erskine is the writer. This came out, I want to say, 2 or 3 years ago. It has very few words. It gave me as the illustrator so much freedom to bring this to life. She is a poet. It's poetry, almost the words. And it's a book about community, about global community, about that we have more in common than what divides us. Mm. It's a beautiful, beautiful book.
And what is your website for people who want to learn more about your works?
It's my full name, alexandrabeuger.com. very easy. Okay. And I have Instagram. I'm active there and that's about it. But really, you can find me on my website. There are links to the books. There's link, anything you would want to know. You can find it there.
Well, thank you, Alexandra, for your time today and for sharing your beautiful gifts of pictures with the world. It's She Persisted was wonderful. It's somewhere here, I think. It's definitely somewhere here, or it might be in my daughter's room because
she
I think
persisted.
I gave it to her.
The She Persisted books are important books. They are mm-hmm. about human rights. They are, mm-hmm. And I am truly proud to be part of these books. They're important.
So thank you. I wish I was going to, I wish that my hopefully, fingers crossed, upcoming book needed illustrations because.
Now you know an illustrator.
Right. Now I know an illustrator. I'll have to think of like if there's somewhere I could put in an illustration or something.
Think about it.
Well, maybe I'll turn it into a picture book. Who knows?
Everything is possible.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for reaching out. I really appreciate and like to give voice to people that might not normally be thought of to be someone in kind of this space, but that mm-hmm. it really does, I think, expand the way we both, that we can see grief, that we can see life, that we can kind of interpret our lives. So thank you for just being brave and reaching out. And I'm so glad it worked out for us.
Thank you, Amy, for being brave, taking me on. And thanks for your podcast. I really enjoy the interviews and your curiosity, whatever you're
thank
covering
you.
There. Thank you.
Thank you. Like what you heard today and want to hear more? Wondering what comes next and what it all means? Head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts and hit subscribe. Also, if you could take a minute to rate and review my podcast, I would really appreciate it. Stay tuned as we continue to explore life, death, and the space between.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.